Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Access Astrology. We are three astrologers who are fascinated by how astrology unfolds in our daily life, in the world, the political world around us, and in our metaphysical search. This is Heather Rowan Robbins, by the way, speaking to you from Ronan, Montana. And I hope to be joined by Mark Woltz and Ann Ortley, my two co-hosts and wonderful astro buddies. This is March 14th. The sun is in Pisces. It is just pulling away from a conjunction to Neptune. Mercury conjuncts Jupiter in Pisces. Venus and Mars are still running within a degree of conjunct with each other in Aquarius. And the moon is in Leo tonight. So we're moving into the full moon in Virgo very early on Friday morning. It'll be interesting to see how that happens. Throughout this weekend, we've got some deep thoughts on how we are feeling vulnerable in the world, how we are feeling raw but can't quite see what's going on with the Sun-Neptune conjunction. It's been interesting to watch a lot of the buzz. The Sun-Neptune conjunction and Mercury is coming to conjunct Neptune next, and then Jupiter conjuncts Neptune later on in April. And whenever we've got Neptune hit, we feel the confusion of the world. We wonder where we're going, how we're getting there. It's like walking in the fog is the best image I have for it, in that we can see what's going on right here, right around us very clearly. But if it's 5 feet ahead or 5 feet behind, we can't see what's going on. So it's a time we can play it very close and clear right here in the moment. We just can't project. The trouble when we project is confusion or their desire for false information. It's a great time to tell stories and read fairy tales. Unfortunately, we see how the Russian people are dealing with the fairy tale of what's really going on in Ukraine. And we see that, you know, with that reflection back, we look at how misinformation and people's desire to hold on to misinformation, if it supports their worldview, affects us all around the globe. We are coming up to 1 million people who have died from COVID in America, or just under that number. And I'm still hearing people claim that it doesn't exist. And I can feel the insult to everybody who's lost someone or everybody who's dealt with long haul COVID. And that the idea, I see people working so hard to claim that it came from a lab instead of from an emergent disease, like so many others throughout history, because we've crossed the animal boundary and we haven't been treating the animals right. Because that's scarier, that it is there, it's not human connected, it really does emerge, and how do we manage and hold this in the future? These are all good questions, and I'm hoping that we can find a way forward with that. So in this next few weeks, notice the truth. Notice what you're looking for. Notice, you know, the truth is something that we can't see it even clearly. It's very hard to see, no matter even when we're looking for it. But keep looking. Look, continue to question even your own assumptions. Question it even when the information supports your position or your idea or your emotional understanding. Keep questioning, because we're walking through this fog which can give us more insight than ever on our emotional level, but intuition and hopes and fears on the astral plane are right next to each other. So keep posting through that. After this week, we have the full moon in Virgo early on Friday morning. Upcoming is a wonderful Libra moon weekend. And then the sun goes into Aries early on Sunday morning, 9:30 out here in Mountain Time. It'll be 11:30 East Coast when the sun, 9:33, when the sun goes into Aries. 10 minutes later, the moon goes into Scorpio. So it's going to be from sun in Pisces, moon in Libra, to sun in Aries, moon in Scorpio. And then next week, that Venus and Mars both come up to square Uranus, kind of unsettled, chaotic emotional patterns. So let's look at this carefully, see how we can move forward in a good way with it, and see if we can kind of stabilize each other. We can see there's only so much we can do with what's going on in the world except witness it, support it, donate to people that are holding good cause, keep our eyes on it, and work on not mimicking those patterns of warfare and misinformation and invasion and boundary crossing here at home in our own lives. Instead, we can work with that Venus and Mars conjunct in Aquarius that really sees people working together, that really connects with that, that, you know, asks for teamwork along the process. And we see that along with the Mercury coming up to Jupiter, we have hope if we can get the word out. We have a desire to see liberation happen. We have desire to see the world in a better place. Let's see if we can use these emergencies. We can learn to work together on the globe on, world tension. Maybe we can work together with the globe to turn climate change around. These are my hopes. I want you to all to work with each other in the kindest possible ways. Now I see a lineup of clients here of people raising their hands, and I haven't yet seen Mark and Anne, though Mark might be on a phone number that I can't figure out. If so, Mark, email me and I will try to get you online in this situation. So we're going to take it now, and I'm going to take the callers, starting with, hello, area code 813, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Heather. My birthday is December 17th, 1989, in Brandon, Florida, at 3:39 a.m.
And what's your question tonight?
Hi. Okay, so you guys have been just on the money with the last couple times I've called. And I've had some successes in business, like finishing a big project and getting recognized on a national blog, but I'm in that phase of now what? You know, like, I know that I'm not in a long-term phase of, you know, not a peak period for career, according to astrology stuff, but I love getting the advice of, like, you know, where can I focus my energy now? Because I do have a lot of energy.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And right now, Venus and Mars just went over your progressed sun. Pluto is not really it's right on your progressed sun. Venus and Mars are on your progressed, are on your natal Venus transiting, and transiting Pluto is exactly conjunct your progressed sun. So you really want to get someplace. You want to do something with this. Now, right now, your progressed moon at 25 of Libra is sextiling your natal sun at 26 Sag and your natal moon at 25 Sag and 25 Leo. So this is a good time for you. You're kind of working behind the scenes. And I would ask you, what kind of what's the product that you're putting out there?
So online and in-person interior design.
So do you do lots of Instagram work?
Yes, I do.
Okay, because with that moon, it mm-hmm. looks like that your progressed moon in Libra for the next 5 months, in that mm-hmm. sextile on both sides, that, you know, mm-hmm. doing behind-the-scenes visibility is really helpful to you. Uranus mm-hmm. just entered your seventh house. You might be finding unusual partnerships that will help you form connection. I would say keep mm-hmm. up with the various forms. You know, when in doubt, post something online. And really be clear about the message that you're putting out, not about who you are, but what about what mm-hmm. you can offer to other people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And okay. then I think yeah. you, you know, might feel a little energy low now because, you know, it's a difficulty when world events upstage our personal plans. It can mm-hmm. feel rather lonely. You know, that progressed sun, your progressed sun and progressed Venus are conjunct, which would be great mm-hmm. for an interior design field if Pluto wasn't sitting right on them both. So I think, you know, some of your issues are being upstaged by the Pluto events in the world,
right.
but that won't
right.
last forever. Watch that when the right. sun goes into Taurus, that it gets a lot easier for you.
Mm-hmm. And, the sun goes into Taurus, okay. And then are there any peak days coming up when it would be make sense to reach out to people individually and say, hey, can I help you with this? Is there any dates that would be good for that?
I would say
offer?
If you could do it this week, it would be great. If you could do it this weekend, it'll be great. If you don't hit it by Monday, hold off for a few uh-huh. weeks. Wait till the craziness begins to calm down. Start again
yeah.
in the new moon once we hit the new moon in Aries.
Got it. So Wednesday or Thursday is a good day to mm-hmm. send that out this week. Yeah, I have no problem with speed. it is moving up in the world. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Excellent. Good luck on that. You take care.
I appreciate it. You too.
Bye. Okay, and I'm going to take another caller here. Hello, 917. Are you there? Hello.
Hello, Heather. Hello, Heather. It's Mark.
You, Mark. I was wondering. Yeah. You called from a number I don't recognize. How are
yeah,
that's you?
That means number.
Ah, keep meaning to make sure I have it, and I think I have it, and then I lose it. So
yeah.
It's not a number I recognize. So how are you under the crazy aspects of this time?
Well, I'm ready for the Aries ingress any
yeah.
time now.
And you, as an Aries moon in Scorpio natally, we can look at the Aries moon in Scorpio coming up because the moon goes into Scorpio 10 minutes or 11 minutes after the sun goes into Aries on Sunday.
Yeah.
And I worry about that a little bit in terms of the, world events. But how about, how are you, what do you see with that? What advice can you give as someone who's natal to that chart for people?
Well, there's so much Scorpio and Pluto energy flying around.
Mm-hmm.
Especially with Pluto being very late in Capricorn, it means that mm-hmm. any planet before it goes void is touching Pluto.
Mm-hmm.
So Pluto's standing at the exit. And,
yeah.
And so everybody touches Pluto before changing signs.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right.
Sometimes
that's,
it's a good touch.
Pluto is standing there at the exit. That's well put. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so they all have to check out and have a final word from Pluto. In the case of the Aries ingress, the sun sextiles Pluto just before entering Aries, and that's helpful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping that may help us to work a little differently
yeah.
with power.
I hope so. You know, it is an intense time, but that intensity can also serve us It doesn't have to be, you know, a blow up.
It doesn't have to be abusive, right?
No.
Yeah.
We can keep our fingers crossed on that. So I'm going to try take another caller and see how we do here. Okay. Hello, 818 area code. This is Heather. How are you and how can we help you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, Mark. This is Claudia.
Okay. And when were you born, Claudia?
I was born November 11th, 1979
mm-hmm.
at 2:35 a.m. in Fresnillo, Mexico.
2:35 a.m. in what town in Mexico?
Fresnillo, Zacatecas.
And you spell that. Mm-hmm.
Sure. F-R-E-N as in Nancy, I-double-L-O. And the state starts with a Z, Z as in zebra, A-C-T-E-C-A-S, Mexico.
Okay. And Mexico. And what's your question tonight from?
Okay. So we got a doozy today that the branch in my company is closing. And I wanted you to see my chart to see what you see might be, you know, a good thing. They might offer me a position in another part of the company. I work for a marketing research firm. And so I'm thinking about that. But also I see it as almost like an opportunity to do something different. And I'm excited about that, too. So I just wanted to know your insight of what you see there with my chart. And if you need to know the date they announced this, I could tell you as well.
Okay. Well, Uranus is coming to oppose your moon, and that
mm-hmm.
usually ends coming to square your sun. So that can mean a real chance of change, of moving,
mm-hmm.
of moving professionally, of moving personally, of
mm-hmm.
making a change to where you want to be and how you want to be there. So if you
mm-hmm.
weren't doing
okay.
marketing, what would you be wanting to do?
Oh, man.
Do you have a sense?
There's so many things.
Yeah.
Not specifically. Well, there's so many things I can't really say everything right now because I'm still thinking about it. But definitely management and working with people. I have a question. You're saying that Uranus is squaring my moon? Or
it will be opposing. They're squaring your moon. It'll be squaring your moon
squaring
and opposing
moon,
your sun.
Right.
Over,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Squaring your moon and opposing
yes.
your sun and sitting on your Chiron. And,
yes.
you know, squaring your Pallas Athena. So
yes.
there's a lot going on in your chart. You've got that inner conflict between the Scorpio that wants to be alone and the Leo that wants to be in the middle of everything and wants to help everybody. And
yes.
and that's the true speaking of the Mercury and Venus and Sagittarius that can talk to anybody from any walk of life. And you have a real
mm-hmm.
skill in reaching out to people. So, you
mm-hmm.
know, I would say that it looks a little unsettled at the moment. You've got your
yeah.
progressed moon in Aquarius will be in 2 months heading into Pisces. And, you know, just feeling a little on the vulnerable side. But in 2 years, it goes into Aries, and you're ready to kick ass and get things done and start a whole new chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So I
yeah.
would say if you
mm-hmm.
can take this, if they do offer you another position within the company, my
mm-hmm.
suggestion would be that you consider it. Not assume it, but consider it and use
mm-hmm.
the time.
Mm-hmm.
The next phase is to kind of focus on what you really want and how to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the progressed moon heads into Aries and the wind hits your sails, you're ready to roll.
Okay.
You know, that
I
that in this
saying.
Next phase, like you just kind of want a little bit of safety and protection so you can make some other
yeah.
changes in your life that are cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Mark, what do you
yes,
see?
Yes, because...
What you want to do is find a way to balance your ideals and the sharp reality that you have to deal mm-hmm. with so that mm-hmm. you can have an aesthetic and a real-world touch at the same time. And that's difficult okay. for you. But mm-hmm. you have a lot of talent for doing it. So I would say mm-hmm. weigh any job offer for how it can help you express kind of the lighter, more beautiful side of things that you see.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's yeah, easier I for am. You to control uh-huh. and be kind of rational. But there's a lot mm-hmm. that gets left to the side mm-hmm. because the other things seem more important. But take this opportunity to kind of revamp whatever job offer to bring out the lighter side.
Mm. Because I do work very many hours. I'm very dedicated to this position. Mm-hmm. But at the
yeah.
same time, the company, by the way, is very deemed very good to me. I could even mm-hmm. take the year off if I wanted to, but I don't want
Wonderful.
To. I don't want to.
No, I don't think it's necessarily time for you to take the year off. There's a lot of
okay.
opportunities and changes, and it may be
mm-hmm.
that if they do offer you a different branch, it may be
mm-hmm.
a really exciting change. It may be part
mm-hmm.
of, you know, the crumbs on your trail. So
mm-hmm.
so follow those breadcrumbs and see where it takes you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If they don't,
mm-hmm.
they're going to give you some very good references to try something in a similar field somewhere where you want to be. But just think about where you'd
mm-hmm.
like to be permanently, like what would be your ideal job so that you can make your
yeah.
short-term decisions in line with that.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, I appreciate your honest advice. I appreciate it a lot.
Good. Yeah, you
certainly.
Have,
take
you're
care.
Gonna see. You're gonna have choices that you can make.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good.
That's true. I already have some choices today, but yeah, I'm conflicted. You know, I know you guys see that I'm conflicted about, but
yeah.
at the same time,
yes,
very, very excited in a good way. But
good.
I always look at
yeah.
that way. I look at things that way.
Good. Good.
Good.
Good.
Glad to hear that, because it's a crisis with opportunity is what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
good luck.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
Take
thanks
care.
For calling.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Heather. Bye-bye.
And let's try this one. Hello, area code 858. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello, my name is Kimberly, and my date of birth is November 2nd, 1967.
November 2nd, 1967. Yes, time.
And it's Glendale, California, and
mm-hmm.
the LA area.
And what time?
12:05 p.m.
5 p.m. in Glendale. For the people on the phone, most of our computer programs ask for the date first, then the time, then the place. So if we ask you in that order, it's just because that's how it needs to be entered in the program. So,
I
yes,
understand. I'm sorry
another
about that.
Scorpio. No, no problem.
I just
like, you know, so that a double Scorpio with Venus and Uranus and Pluto all conjunct in Virgo. How can I help you? What's up with you and what would you what's your question?
Well, I guess I'm new to all this. I love you guys. Thank you, Mark and Heather. I don't understand how to like create my transit chart. And so my husband and I were sitting here talking about what's coming up and how can we prepare. And I was like, I don't know. I wish I knew how. And then I remembered you guys were on. So I thought, okay, you know, like I know big stuff is coming up. I've got a lot of Scorpio on my chart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give you my husband's info, but I've got a lot of cool things happening, a lot of opportunity, but I also seem to keep getting hit by just big things. big emotions.
Yeah, you got it coming and going in your chart at the moment. And one of the things that can be helpful to do is to take your own natal chart, if you're familiar with it. The old method used to be to put it on a cork board and or on a piece of, like, metal or on the refrigerator and then create little magnets or thumbtacks for the planets and move them around your chart so you can see where they are in relationship with it. Something about touching it that makes it even more clear than working on a computer. So you have a 27-degree Capricorn rising, and Pluto is going back and forth over your rising, over your ascendant this year. And that's, you know, a death and rebirth of your sense of self and, like, dealing with emergencies and, being set back and, but, you know, challenges that you're rising to all at the same time. That last, about 2 weeks ago, a week and a half ago, Pluto, Mars, and Venus all conjunct, all on your ascendant. Now, the good news is they're out of your 12th house, where Pluto's been for, 15, 20 years, and Venus and Mars were in your 12th house, and now everything's in your first house. So that's kind of helping you come out in the world. You have your progressed moon is at 10 degrees of Scorpio. So your progressed moon's on your natal sun and is about to... within 2 months, oppose Uranus. So you may be making some changes around work. You know, it looks like really good for your work with your progressed moon at the top of the chart, but it looks like you're going through a lot of changes. Do you have any, what's on the opportunities and, fast curveballs? Neptune is opposing your Venus, so at 22 to 23 degrees, so it's kind of hard for you to see that all I was saying earlier about the fog belt is really thick, and it's hard to see where you're going. So if you can make the moment really work rather than get too far ahead of yourself, but just say what's going to work here and now in this situation, and that'll take you where you need to go. Mark, what are you seeing?
Yeah, you're getting a sense of a lot of what helps you to stand up and be you. And everything's helping you and challenging you at the same time. So especially that Pluto thing. And your natal Uranus is at 27 of Virgo. And it's getting trying from Pluto, so that's helping you, and you're going to want to work with everything you know about Pluto, basically. Think about what can transform, what are the deepest parts of you, and what are some things that haven't come to light before that you'd like to work with.
Wow.
It's kind of some things will be bubbling up to the surface that you didn't expect.
Okay. Well, there's just so many different things, and I just keep feeling just really fuzzy about, like, every day I trust, and I'm like, okay, I just got to trust what's happening in front of me, and I'm trying not to think too far ahead. Employees, and I have... trying. And one thing I have done...
I think you're going to find that you can make the moment really clear to you. But try to stay in within this week and this month.
Okay.
We're out of time. Good luck on that. Some really exciting things happening in your chart.
Yeah.
But I can imagine that it's a little... That's kind of like holding your breath while you work it. Keep breathing.
Yeah.
And...
Thank you.
That'll be good advice for everybody this week, to keep breathing.
All right.
To notice where you're going. This is Heather Rowan Robbins signing off from Ronan, Montana. And Mark?
Thank you.
And Mark Waltz signing off from New York City. Thank you all for listening.
And good luck, my dear.
In. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, and take care, everybody. Goodbye.